Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yet another breakfast show to get through. The world is a strange place indeed, listeners, but together we can get through it. I'll be here all morning talking into the darkness, hoping you're there to hear me. Unlike the lonely nights I have crying myself unconscious. We'll have Captain Tim with the travel and Tamsin the fickle whore Jones with the news. Phone in on the usual number so I know I'm not completely alone.
100.123 Air FM.
Travel news.
Morning, Captain Tim Rotary, high above the skies of Newcastle, ramming you home faster and better than any other channel.
Air FM.
So, Tim, what's going on out there?
Okay, Dave, I'll try and make you abreast of the situation. At Scotch Corner, a truck has gone banging into the rear end of a Volvo, causing the M1 to be all bunged up. The A69 is banged from one end to another, especially at the mouth of Ovingham. And if you think you're coming along nicely on the A19, think again, as the time tunnel is refusing entry. That's the traffic. We'll speak to you in a little bit.
Travel news. And we've got my good friend Tim high up in the sky there. I hope you're not too lonely up there, Tim, like I am in this studio by myself.
Tell me, how are things working out with you and your estranged wife, Tamsin?
Well, it's not the best thing, I have to say. We're on speaking terms.
Is that just because you have to professionally, or...?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Bye, Dave. Will you have a good morning? I'll speak to you in a little while.
I probably won't, no. I've got to go and see my solicitor today.
Ah, maybe a pint later on.
That'd be nice, Tim.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks, Tim.
With Tim in his chopper
and Tamsin on news,
tit below, tit below, tit below.
So get out of bed, fatty,
don't hit that snooze,
tit below, tit below, tit below.
Slashed prices, slashed, slashed money, slashed, slashed cut, slashed sofas, settees, chairs and that, slashed, slashed, slashed EMF sofas, they're unbelievable, slashed.
Sorry, Caroline, I was miles away. Good morning.
Good morning. What a lovely day.
Isn't it beautiful? Sun is shining, time to roll up my sleeves, loosen my tie and chillax.
What a nice car. It smells really fresh.
It's my AeroWare Pine Car Freshener.
It's got a really nice interior. I like blue.
It's a very busy street, your street, isn't it? Full of cars.
It is, yeah. Lots of students. There's thousands of them, aren't there? They're everywhere.
They are everywhere. How was your soup?
Lovely.
Did you get your celery in time?
It had all gone. I think the students are celery mad.
Oh dear. What did you do?
Onion with a bit of celery powder.
Genius.
Well, needs must. I was going to bring you a flask this morning, but with the weather and everything, I thought I'd have a picnic lunch.
God, that sounds great.
Obviously you won't have had a chance to prepare any sandwiches.
I could grab one from the canteen though, take out.
No need. I took the liberty of making two.
That's really thoughtful.
Well, we share cars.
So why not sandwiches?
Why not? Well, here we are again. These journeys are getting quicker and quicker.
I know, nothing like a quickie in the morning. Shall I meet you at the Bit of Green?
Yeah, I should be there by 12:30. Hope we don't get dirty knees.
Hola, hola, it's me, Hombre, from Hombre's Carpet Warehouse. Arriba, arriba, andale, andale, you get free andale at Hombre's Carpet Warehouse. We won't be beating on the prices. All gringos are welcome to sample our goods. You get a free taco with every rug. And if you get annoyed by our sales, Galvanita, don't forget tequila.
100.123
Air FM. Let's go. Air FM. And we've got one of our regular callers. It's the Angel of the North on the line.
Hello. It is the Angel of the North here, and I am Ted.
What do you want to say?
I'm really tired. It's cold, and my joints does hurt.
Really?
I feel all stiff and rusty.
Right.
I wish I could fly. I want to wave at all the tiny people as they drive past, but I am not allowed. Anthony Gormley, he tells me off. He kicked me on my toe.
Right.
Could you ask everyone to close their eyes for a minute, please, David, so I can scratch it on my bum?
There we go, the Angel of the North there, phoning in as usual. Not sure how it holds the phone.
There's some nitrogen and some oxygen, a little bit of argon and CO2, there's neon and helium, and that's what makes up Air FM.
And it's time for Tamsin with the news.
In local news today, senior consultant Rajiv Langley, surgeon at the Royal Elizabeth Hospital in South Tyneside, has today been suspended over allegations of cannibalism. Patient Rebecca Evans went into hospital for a routine gallbladder operation and came out with one hand missing. Mr. Langley has no comment, but colleagues say he hasn't been himself for a few days. The hospital is initiating a full inquiry into the accusation and a search is ongoing for the hand. I'm Tamsin Jones, and that was part of the news. Gosh, cannibalism. Luckily, I'm perfectly healthy and don't need to go into hospital. How's your repetitive strain injury, David?
Yeah, do you know what, Tamsin? I don't really want any banter today. I can't be bothered to talk to you. How do you like that?
I'd really like that, David.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you would.
I'd really like to never have to talk to you again.
Oh, well, that'd be ideal for both of us, really. Do you know what it is, Tamsin? You know, I've always been, you know, trying to be diplomatic and pleasant, but at the end
No, you've not, David. You've always been sulky.
Do you know what? I'm not sulk.
You do, David.
Right, well, I tell you what, you're a slag.
You were...
That hurt, Tamsin. Physically and emotionally. Right, we'll have to go to a jingle.
With Tim in his chopper.
And Tamsin on yours.
Tit willow, tit willow, tit willow. His life is in tatters. And his ego is bruised. Tit willow, tit willow, tit willow.
Hey.
Caroline, there you are.
I was just going to get the bus.
Please, get in.
I thought with you not being there at lunchtime...
I'm so sorry.
...that something must have happened, so...
It did. Please, get in.
The bus will be here in a minute.
Let me explain.
I don't know.
Please. My manager, she called an emergency meeting. It turns out...
Alan, where the hell have you been?
Barry. Caroline, this is my colleague, Barry.
Alan, my good friend, Arnold. Alan's nanogram. Nice to meet you on Chanter, madame.
Barry, you heard about the car sharing thing?
Yeah, my Humvee's in the shop.
You've got a Humvee?
Yeah, the ladies love it.
He's on the way, I'm afraid.
I got you both a coffee.
That's very kind, thanks.
Could you hold mine for me, Caroline?
Sure.
Did you hear that about that woman who sued McDonald's because her coffee was too hot?
Yes.
Yeah, and she burnt herself while driving and then crashed.
That's the one,
yeah.
Alan's is the one without sugar. That one's yours, Caroline. One sugar for the lady, am I right?
It is, actually.
I understand women. White and sweet, like your men. He's probably told you about me, has he?
Yeah, the practical joker?
That's me. Keep everyone entertained. Never a dull moment with Barry, who the girls want to marry.
Are you married?
Are you proposing? We've only just met. Hey, what are you doing tonight? I'm free. Why don't we just skip the wedding and jump straight to the honeymoon?
Oh, Caroline, are you okay?
Oh, sorry. It's got salt in it.
Did you put salt in Caroline's coffee, Barry?
Moi?
Did you... Or did you not put salt in her coffee, you absolute cock?
It was a joke. Get her.
You could have killed someone.
I can't tell. It's not like she was driving.
No, but Alan was, and...
Well, I can't help it if he shocks easily.
Get out.
I'm not home yet.
Now.
You need to get a sense of humour, mate.
Shut the door, Barry.
Well, who's picking me up tomorrow?
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault the man's an idiot.
Yes, but for the whole day, missing you at lunch, I wouldn't be surprised if you dumped this car sharing off today. Well, I just wouldn't blame you.
Alan, it's okay. It's quite funny when you think about it.
Yeah.
I was just doing my normal job when the accident happened. The accident was nobody's fault. It was just an accident. That didn't stop me talking to lawyers for greed. They got me a massive compensation payment that eventually bankrupted the small company I was working for, so they had to make everyone redundant. Still, I'm all right. I just bought a wee fit.
Phone. Lawyers for Greed. 0980-666-666. If you've had an accident that was nobody's fault but your own, we'll give you some money you don't deserve, making us all a huge profit in the process. Lawyers for Greed. We're proper buyers.
Weather Time. Sponsored by some farmers. And the weather today will be mainly cloudy with heavy, persistent rain in the north and south of the region. There will be no let-up from this rain all day except for the odd glimmer of burning sun in the early afternoon. That will be followed by more rain turning acidic towards the evening, causing a burning sensation if out for too long. A cold night is expected in the evening with temperatures reaching minus 50. That's all for now.
Weather Time, sponsored by some farmers.
Thinking of going out for a drink tonight, maybe, if you... why don't you bring out your flatmate? He's a good laugh, isn't he?
Oh, right. Unfortunately, he does some Pilates on a Friday.
All right.
So, yes.
Right.
So, he won't be able to make it. But if you wish, I mean, you could come up to Berwick and I brew my own beer.
I know, I think I'd rather have proper beer, I think.
It's very nice.
No, I know. We got a tip or something today? Make it like a proper one this time.
Yes, of course. Well, as you know, David, they are all real. This one is from...
I didn't say they weren't.
No. Well, this email has just come in this morning. It's a building email. It's from Robin Schott from Kenton. And basically, he is a painter and decorator, and he works mainly in the Victorian townhouses. Now, basically, he's begun using the crusts from the sun-blessed, the cheap white bread, for instead of Victorian coving.
Right, hang on. So, what, you just stick bread, like, on your wall?
That's right.
Well, does it not go off?
Well, basically, you need to treat it.
What is it then? What is it you use?
Well,
what product?
It's called Bredorol. It's only made, unfortunately, it's only made in the Eastern Bloc. But you can have it delivered over here, and for a mere, I'm not sure, I think the last count was something like £6. £6,000.
£6,000? That's not very cheap, is it?
Well, that's for the chemical, but the bread will keep the cost down.
Right, but not by a huge... That's an enormous amount of money.
Well, just think about how much the Victorians...
Who sent this in again?
It was some... Robin... Robin T. Coffee Bill. Coffee Bill. It's...
Thanks, Alistair. That's it, just... That'll do.
But
thanks, Alistair.
There's some nitrogen and some oxygen, a little bit of argon and CO2, there's neon and helium, and that's what makes up LFM.
Well, thank goodness that's another show over with. Every day is a constant battle dealing with crushing blow after crushing blow. Let's hope the world can become a better place for us all. Especially me.
You've been listening to the RFM Comedy Podcast, written and performed by the Suggestibles, featuring Ben Fox, Gary Kitchen, Carl Kennedy, Chris Price, and Ian McLaughlin. All characters are fictitious and every resemblance of people living in desperate equals apart from the ones that are real. Please don't try any of these stunts at home for internal use only.